It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. Masks are coming back on across the Bay Area. Seven counties in our region, plus the city of Berkeley, are requiring masks inside public spaces starting today. During a news conference yesterday, several health officers pointed to an alarming uptick in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. Dr. Sundari Mace is the health officer in Sonoma County.
It's important that this mask mandate be for vaccinated as well as unvaccinated individuals because we're facing a much more aggressive and contagious opponent right now, known as a Delta variant. It is now widespread in our communities, making up close to 95% of the cases. This is not the same virus that we were combating last year or even a few months ago.
We're joined now by Kaiser Permanente Dr. Michael Vollmer. He's an infectious disease specialist at Vacaville Medical Center. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So COVID transmission is high in the Bay Area again. It's all about this Delta variant. The CDC just reported that people who are fully vaccinated could still spread the virus. Can you walk us through the link between fully vaccinated people being able to spread this virus and the Delta variant?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I know this can be confusing for people. And so what we're dealing with is that, you know, the state reopened in mid-June. And that gave people an opportunity to travel, start getting together, going to indoor restaurants and bars and participating in what we all looked forward to as normal activity. And what we've seen since that time is a significant increase in community disease. And that also followed the July 4th holiday. And as was mentioned, that directly coincides with our analysis of the virus and showing that the predominant strain now in our community is the Delta variant, which is as much as 50% more transmissible than the virus that we dealt with in the fall and winter of 2020-2021.
Okay. And yet this surge that we're seeing in cases and hospitalizations particularly is mostly among people who are not vaccinated. Actually, I want to bring in a soundbite from Dr. Chris Farnitano, Contra Costa County's health officer, during the same news conference yesterday.
We are alarmed at the rate at which COVID patients are filling our community hospital beds. The number of patients in local hospitals due to COVID have doubled in just the past 10 days and increased by more than 400% in the month of July.
Wow. So how are you seeing this in your facility, doctor? We're hearing from health officers across the Bay Area reporting on this trend, but how does it show up in your facility?
So we noticed first a doubling in our rates of community disease, and that, of course, then ultimately leads to a certain percentage of folks ending up in the hospital. And unfortunately, we've seen that played out again since the 4th of July holiday with more community disease leading to then more admissions, more pressure on the hospital system. And that directly coinciding with areas of lower vaccination. And so throughout this process, Kaiser Permanente has emphasized vaccination as the number one mitigation step in preventing community outbreak. But what is also being described by the epidemiologists and physicians in the prior segment is that at a certain point, you get so much community disease that even those vaccinated can be being exposed to high volumes of virus. And vaccination is not 100% answer. It is the best answer, but it is not at 100% answer. And so what we are dealing with now is vaccinated people being exposed to the Delta variant, coming down with mild disease that potentially is transmissible. And so we go back to mitigation efforts that brought us through the other three community outbreaks that we've dealt with in Northern California. And that goes back primarily to masking. And particularly masking in public spaces where you're in mixed populations. And there are still people out there that are unvaccinated that haven't taken that opportunity to protect themselves. And it is those unvaccinated that are far more likely to end up with more severe disease and end up in the hospital system.
And And Kaiser, actually, that's another news item from this morning, just announced that it is mandating vaccines for all employees, a lot less flexibility there than the sort of statewide mandate from Governor Newsom. What do you make of this requirement inside Kaiser?
Well, you know, our objective is always to provide health and safety for our people, our patients, our members, and our surrounding community. And again, you know, vaccination is that additional dam, if you will, against the rising tide. You know, 95% of our physicians are already vaccinated. We have 78% of our employees are vaccinated, but we're not satisfied with that. We need to raise the bar, and we want to join, you know, public health efforts in promoting vaccination to protect our facilities, to protect our people, and protect our communities. So that's where that effort is going.
And it sounds like vaccination also seems to at least mean that if you do get COVID, or if the Delta variant does come to you, you don't suffer as much. Most people are recovering if they are vaccinated. Am I correct?
A huge predominance of people, and it's likely underestimated given folks that have mild disease likely won't even seek medical care. So that number is actually probably much larger than currently being estimated. And I think an easy way to think about this is if you look at the large outbreak that brought the CDC's initial attention to bringing back masking, and that was an outbreak in Massachusetts that involved hundreds of people, none of those people ended up getting severe disease or put on a ventilator, for example, and just a tiny amount ended up seeking actual medical care out of the hundreds who got infected. 70-80% of those people were vaccinated. That's a success.
All right. Dr. Vollmer, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Michael Vollmer is an infectious disease specialist with Kaiser Permanente in Vacaville. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.